Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Sheva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Ireland and thereabouts, cities that surrounding the area. We thank God for being with you, 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 and you again today. Those of you who are enduring the cold, bundle up. It's quite cold in Florida. My. This morning we woke up to 32 degrees. Yes. Ocala was even 22. Oh, my. We send our greetings to them today. Praise God. Warmth, love and warmth to them today. Tallahassee, love and warmth to Tallahassee. Oh, my Florida, you are getting it, are you not? Yes. Oh, the cold winds blow from up north across the country and everywhere. Ah, y'all never experienced this, have you? My. But anyway, it's nice. So glad to be with you, you, and you, letting you know that we still love you. And we thank God for you being here with us today. Yes, it's a pleasure. We thank God also for some friends, new friends that we met, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. We thank him for being there, also of the winning team, the MC, I mean, not MC, the CEO of the winning team, bless God, and also Diane Dungy, who will be soon be our guest here in Florida. We thank God for you, you and you being there wherever you are at this moment. Oh, let you know, we send you lots of love, hugs, and warmth today wherever you are. And God bless you today. God bless you. Those one that listen on a continual basis, I want you to remember something. Jesus love you, and we do too. And yes, we really, really do love you. Now let us tell you about it. We'll tell you how much we love you. Call 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And let us tell you today. Call us and ask a question if you may. Let's don't get crazy now. But ask a question if you will too. We have some able-bodied people in here to answer most of your questions that you have this day and time. And also, don't forget, call us now. We cannot answer it if you don't call. Now we have our own Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, of our sins, Lord Father God, in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord Father. Father God, I come before you, Lord Father God, holding up this prayer list to you right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that you have already, Lord Father God, worked on, Lord Father. You have answered prayers, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father God, for being that just God, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, how you brought out Johnny Whitted, Lord Father God, out of the hospital, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We call these names to you, Lord Father God. Jessica, Isaiah Williams, Marie Rhines, Vianne, Damon Thomas, Gary Dunkley, Norma, Joanne, Victor Santos, Diane Mantonio, Helen Cooper family, Lord, Marion Christian, Dylan Bryson, Rudy Mae Smith, Roosevelt Benjamin. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for them right now, Lord Father, working it out, Lord Father God, for them, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for supplying their needs right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for having your way, Lord Father God. Father God, we continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, touch their families, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for those, Lord Father God, that are dealing with dialysis and cancer right now, Lord Father. We call our Prophet Hunt right now, Lord Father God. Deacon with it right now, Lord Father God. Chrissy right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch their bodies right now, Lord. Oh, Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to pray for Raymond, Lord Father God, and Zoe Rose, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen their little bodies and give them strength right now, Lord Father. Touch their parents right now, Lord, and continue also to give them strength, Lord Father God, and let them know, Lord Father God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, to have your way, Lord Father God, in us, Lord Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, canceling any and every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, even to hinder it right now, Lord Father. The blood of Jesus is against you right now, Lord Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over my apostle and bishop and my pastor right now as they bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father God, I ask that you decrease them, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord Father. Touch our listeners, Lord Father God. Give them that heart, Lord Father God, to receive this word, Lord Father God, and the mind, Lord Father God. Father God, give them that ear, Lord Father God, to hear, Lord Father God. And Father God, touch them also, Lord Father God. Father God, I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. If we didn't call your name, it's because you didn't call. Now you can call us and add your name. And the number is 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know you need prayer. You, and you need prayer. So we want your name so we can call it out before the Lord. And we'll also continue to pray for you on Friday nights also, 11 to 12. We will pray for you then also. And in our prayers, in our daily personal prayers, we will even pray for you then too. Because why? Because we are concerned about who? You. We are concerned how you feel. We are concerned about what you want in life, what you want God to do for you. So remember now, give us this call. All right, we're waiting for you. All right, praise God. Now let us give you a little word of today. It is difficult to be grateful and gripey at the same time. It is hard to be thankful and touchy at the same time. It is impossible to be prayerful and pessimistic at the same moment. Can we tell you that again? It is difficult to be grateful and gripey at the same time. It is hard to be thankful and touchy at the same instant. It is impossible to be prayerful and pessimistic at the same time. Oh, my God. You trying to let the bitter and sweet waters run out the faucet at the same time? Are you doing that today? My. Let me tell you. We got some company here today. Yes. We do get this company every now and then and again. Amen. Today we are blessed with the presence, of course, you know, Bishop Porter is here, of course, and, you know, he'll be here till it's time to go back to school. Okay, then he'll be gone. So enjoy him while you can. And we got, of course, Pastor Sharon with us. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, and the little prophet Nathan is here also today. Isn't that wonderful? We are blessed with these wonderful people of God, aren't we? Thank God. Give yourselves a hand. Yay! Hallelujah. Ooh, God is so good. You know God is so good to me, too. You know, I just can't help but just flow over, boil over with laughter sometimes, you know. And then I just boil over again, you know, with joy. And I just got to try to share it with you. You know, I like to share it with you. You know, because these days there's so much going on that's, you know, not making you joyful, you know, making you sad. But I make sure that my sadness turns to joy, okay? And I'm trying to pass some on to you, okay? Think about it. Pass it on. Pass it forward. Okay, pass it forward. That's what we want to do. Well, today we're just going to try our best to just talk to you a little bit, you know, about your life's journey. Because, you know, things that happen in your life is just part of your life's journey, isn't it? Think about it now. That's all it is, but we get all bent up and out of shape, everything, and, you know, we don't want to, no, we don't want to accept it as part of life's journey. We could do something different. Well, you probably could have if you made a different choice. Is that right? Think about it now. That's the way it is. But it says here, I'm going to start with 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, and we'll go to another scripture also. There had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Think about that now. There is no temptation taking you. See, you, who are you going to blame for it? It's just a common thing that's in your life's journey. There are temptations. Is there not? There are temptations. Everyone has some type of temptation. I know you say I don't have no temptation, but you haven't thought about the journeys that you have taken. And sometimes when you say, if I had have done it this way, you know, we got that if in there, so that if would begin to magnify some type of temptation would have come if I had went that way. But when God is at the helm, he directs us the other direction. Now, how often do we follow those directions, or do we continue to go on the effect? So he said, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able? Now, when that temptation comes, we ain't saying what your temptation is, because each person have all types of different temptations occur in their life. What will cause you to be tempted? What will cause you to err? What will cause you to be one of the if people? What is it that can make you make the wrong decision? Do you get it? You say, God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. You never thought about that. When you have these temptations, you don't go but so far. And some people may venture all the way through temptation to being tempted and doing what? Succumbing to the temptations. Falling into the temptations, don't we? But let's put a but there. That's life's journey. That's all it is, just a part of life's journey. Those are things that occur in our lives because of the choices that we make. Is that right? Think about it now. That's because that those choices we make. So, pardon me, oftentimes we make choices. We don't intend to. We may want to make the right choice. We say we want to make the right choice. We may find ourselves loving the wrong person, find ourselves doing some of the wrong things, you know, making these choices in our lives that causes certain things to occur. Is it not true? Think about it now. Now, let me tell you this. You don't pick the test. You don't really, do you pick the temptation? Or is that temptation been lurking there? You don't pay any attention to it because you feel that you will never yield to such a temptation.
Come on, man.
Think about it now. Think about you in your journey, the journeys that you have to take, the people that you meet. Think about them too. Now, the Bible says in that scripture we say, there has no temptation taken you but such is common to man. Now, the word taken means suddenly you're taken. Now, you didn't intend for it to occur, but suddenly it occurred. You know, you've been talking to this woman, and you know the woman belonged to somebody else, and all of a sudden something happened. And you say, well, we didn't mean for this to happen. It just happened suddenly. This is what you say, and that's what come out of people's mouth. So now you see what comes up suddenly in life's journey. You did not arrange to have that, but you could have avoided it in a way if you had thought about it. You could have avoided if you'd have seen the evidence of something is about to occur that you really don't want to. Okay, so now this is common in people's lives. I mean, you don't want to admit it. I know you don't want to admit it because you're perfect. But there's these suddenlies that occur in our lives a lot of times that we didn't intend for it to happen. It's something that has been lurking because the devil is always there finding a way to trap you. And he will get you bogged down in these temptations, and you will begin to think that you can't get out. I don't know how to get out. There's no way for me to get out. How do I get out of this? I made this mistake. Lord, help me. Well, now, didn't the Bible say he'll make a way for you to escape? And it won't hurt you? Didn't he say that? But you don't think about that scripture, do you? You ain't thought about that. In our journeys that we take in life, a lot of times we don't listen to too much of anything but what we want to listen to. And then, you know, just like I was saying, you don't pick your test. Your test pick you. You see? The test pick you. See? You don't choose who's going to break your heart, do you? You don't say, well, Joe Blow going to break my heart, so I'm going to choose him. You don't do that, do you? Do you choose who's going to get on your nerves? No, they suddenly, these people you didn't think was going to get on your nerve, these people that you don't think going to get on your nerve, suddenly they get on your nerve all of a sudden because you are in a predicament at this time. You're in a low place in your life, and you're not really concentrating or thinking. So this person, all of a sudden, there they are getting on your nerve, as you say, your last nerve. You don't try to go around picking people who gonna let you down either, do you? You think your friends gonna be with you? You think your family gonna be with you? Huh? You could never thought that they would let you down. But sometimes they do. But this is the journey that you got to take in this life that causes these things to come about, and you don't be expecting them to occur, but they do. Now, I don't know what's in your life that's getting you down, you know, or something that happened, or you may be in a temptation sorts. See, everybody think temptation is just what? Fornication and adultery, you know. Temptation could be just anything that deter you from God. Huh? Anything that takes you from that is temptation. Huh? Now, you don't mean to be doing a whole lot of stuff. You don't mean to get mad either, do you? But you do. Huh? That is part of life's journey, is it not? Think about it now. That's part of life's journey. You got mad. Now let me go somewhere. Let me read some. Let me just give you some more. 2 Corinthians. Let me see. 2 Corinthians 1:8. I believe it is. Let's see. Is that where I want? I'll start from 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength. We were pressed out of measure, above strength, so much that we despired even of life. We done got into something here, and now you listen here. We don't even want to halfway live. You know, you get that way. But listen what he says. But we had this sentence of death in ourselves. See, that is already, that's in you. That we should not trust in ourselves. See, that's where our problems come. We trust in ourselves, okay? We think we are so this, that, or the other, and we begin to trust ourselves. But in God, which raised the dead, you don't trust in nothing but God, who can get you out of that place you in. He can get you out. Why do you want to stay in there in the first place? You want to stay in the temptation when the Bible say yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin? Now, you didn't think about that scripture, do you? You don't think about that when you got your eyes. What did Jesus tell you about when you look at a woman to lust after that sin? You looking to fall into temptation, aren't you? Yes, you're looking there. Now, you say, but I didn't touch her. I didn't do anything. I didn't proposition her. I didn't do all these things. Oh, but the suddenly can happen. And suddenly you can take on that spirit, and then what are you going to do? Indulge. Then it's the, hey, babe, you know you look good. Hey, baby, you know I sure like to take you out. You know, you start something, but you say, well, I was just talking. I didn't mean no harm. But remember now, he said, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Now, when you start doing all that flirting, don't you think that you're stepping into the arena of temptation? Hello, anybody? Help me out. Say amen, somebody. If you ain't in it, say amen. If you ain't on that verge right now. You know, they be talking about office romances a lot. You know, people be talking about how these things get temptation, fall, you know, on people so much. And listen, there are some there's some men, you know, men always have been flirty after women. Hey, honey, you look good and all this. But now we got women that just as bad. And they go around doing the same thing and worse. They going around even doing the worst. Yes, they are. I know you don't want to believe it, but they are. Oh, yes, it is. Now, this is, I'm going to give you this here today. Yes, I'm going to tell you what James say. The book of James say, the first chapter. Let's start. We're going to start at the 12th verse here. Okay, you can read the whole chapter if you want at your given time. You can do. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Now listen, you got to endure it first. You endure it, but you don't give in to it. You endure it, but you don't give in to it. Do you get the picture? There's so many things to cause you to yield to temptation. Now, if you have been a rogue all your life, stealing, you ain't going to go up that way the cash register is and it's open. Because if it is, the temptation is what? Stick your hand in there and get some of the money. Come on, think about it now. You see, so I tell people all the time, if you was a drinker, you know, don't go to the bar talking about you trying to get somebody saved. That's temptation. Because if you was an alcoholic or you just a teeter-totter, you know, and all of this, what you do is stay out of that bar because you ain't got no business in there talking about saving somebody and you just got saved. Because that's temptation. You aren't strong enough yet to deal with that. Because I remember once I told a young person, they were younger than me, and they used to, you know, be locked up and all of this stuff, and they wanted to go and they saved now, preaching the gospel and everything. They wanted to go into the jail and preach the gospel. I want to tell them how God saved me. I want to tell them. So they, unfortunately, they told me that what they were planning to do. And I say, listen, you may hate me when I finish telling you this. I said, but you shouldn't go in there. See, because I heard how he was acting while he was in there. Okay? So I say, you shouldn't go into that place because of your reputation that you had. You should not go in there talking about preaching the gospel. You ain't ready for that yet. Leave that alone. Preach there. Love people out there in the street to preach to. Get saved. No. I don't ask me how they let him in, but they let him in, and he started going in there preaching. And let me tell you, he turned. You hear what I'm saying? He fell into temptation right in there. While he in there preaching, he fell into temptation. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? This man fell into temptation. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. When temptation is there, like that, God has said, you can endure temptation, but you got to stay away from the stuff that you know is going to tempt you. Come on now, let's be real. You like women, or you like men, whatever your problem is, whatever thing you like, okay? You ain't going to go up there sitting on their lap and rubbing their head and all that stuff. You know that is doing what? Nothing but temptation. Do you get it? You do things and you think, well, I'm just playing. No, this ain't playtime. This ain't no play. Now let's go on to the 13th verse. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man.
Come on now.
Now, I had to use this here same scripture when I was a traveling evangelist. I had to use this scripture because when you go with them snake handlers and they say God told them to pick up and have snakes in church. Mm-hmm. And I told him, well, to me, you're a three-ring circus. You're trying to tempt God. I said, and this is what the scriptures say. He said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. It ain't God that tempt you.
All right.
Huh? And he ain't tempted with your evil. You want to handle snakes? That's because you want to have a three-ring circus up in church and you want people to think you got faith. That ain't faith. That dumbness, stupidity. Hello? Huh? And listen, I did tell them that, and I was in their house and in their church. I did say that, but you know I had Jesus, and, you know, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was invincible at the time because I knew what the scripture had said. You do not go and drink poison and know it's going to kill you unless you want to commit suicide. That's tempting God. Hello, somebody. Oh, now you don't want to hear that now. You want to do something dumb, huh? And that, let me throw this in. Now, y'all can call in and holler if you want to. listen here. How you going to commit suicide, write a note, and say, God, forgive me, and didn't commit suicide?
Oh,
geez,
have mercy.
What is that? What do you call that? Come on now. I'm just trying to be real with you in life's journey. People do this, and then people say, oh, they asked God to forgive them before they did it.
Before they did it.
Well, he say if you do self-murder, you know, there's no forgiveness for it. So now how are you going to do that? You say, well, he did it before he did it. I said, but he did it. Huh? God cannot be tempted. Don't sit up and expect God to rescue you when you're going to kill yourself. Unless there's a word out that God called you to preach and the devil trying to kill you. Not you kill yourself. Huh? It just don't work. Huh? Every man is tempted. This is why you tempted. To do whatever you do. When he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Is that you? Is that you today? Hmm? See? Temptation. It's a part of life's journey, but you don't have to fall into it. Huh? It says when he's drawn away of his own lust, your own lust, not nobody else's. You can't blame it on, well, they do it, and you know, and you know, I'm going over there and get me some pornography books and all of this stuff, and you're going to blame it on that. Well, you didn't have to buy it. Huh? So you yield to temptation. You want to go all the way into temptation. Huh? So now you get down the road, what has happened? God got to put a stop on you. Huh? God have to put a stop on you. My God. Drawn away of his own lust and attack. Then, when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. It ain't but one way to go. Huh? But there's a way to escape now. We gave it to you a few minutes ago. There is a way for it to escape. God will make a way for you to escape it if you want to escape it now. If you don't want to escape it, you ain't going to escape. Did you get it? Huh? Do you want to escape? Check yourself. Check yourself today. All right? Now think about your children. You didn't expect your child going to be a detention center, did you? Hmm? You didn't expect that. but it happened. You say, what did I do wrong? Where did I go? What did I do wrong? We say these things, don't we? I tried to teach them. I tried to have them in church. I tried to teach them the right way to go. Huh? But still, there are temptations in the world, in life, for children that just to bring them out. Say, for instance, there's their child, they only got one parent. So they got that one parent, and they want the other parent, too. They looking for to have two parents because somebody else have two parents. So therefore, they get out and do all kind of sin and stay into things all the time. You didn't ask for that, did you? But it happened. Hmm? It happened. Okay, you don't want them in, you don't want them to be locked up. All you can be trying to do is get them out.
Come on.
Huh? You know, every mother, most of every mother, try to get their children out of lockup, don't they?
Yes.
And the child get to crying then. Before you tell them, Junior, don't do that. Susie, don't do that. And they go do it anyhow. Hmm? Huh? What's drawing them? Something there is tempting them. It's the temptation is the others are doing it, so, you know, I don't want to be left out.
My God.
See, I don't want to fall into temptation because other people are doing it. Let them fall in it all they want to, but I'm going to see the danger that they're having, so I'm going to stay out.
Amen.
Isn't that the rational way to put it?
Amen,
somebody. Hallelujah, anyhow. Glory to God. But we get into these life things all the time. We didn't ask God for that, but it happens.
Yes.
Now, is that your testing time? Now, you say I'm walking with God and I'm doing all I can to stay safe and everything, but yet these things happen.
My God.
But see, that's your testing time. Huh? Because you say you want great things to happen. You want to be great in God, and you want to be very strong and powerful in God, and everybody's trying to be powerful. Everybody's trying to be all powerful than the next person. You know, listen here, each individual has the amount of power that God has given them so that they can deal with their assignment. Do you hear me? Hmm? That's the way it is. Hmm? Now, in each situation, all right, one of the situations you in, temptation, don't you judge somebody else. Hmm? Because they drawn away by their own lust. You can't judge them. Well, you know, I wouldn't do this if I was you. If you were them, you'd do the same thing. Because that is their journey. That's what's in their journey. Part of it, you see. This is what we're trying to get to you. Don't be judging somebody else. All right? Did you get that one? Mm-hmm. Because everybody could be enticed, as we read. Hallelujah. Now, think about another. Don't go telling your troubles to everybody. Okay? Don't tell your troubles to, especially, you know you always pick the wrong people. You think this person is the right one, that person is the right one. And you go out there and they always be the wrong person. You see what I'm saying? Always. They don't share your burden. All they going to do is what? Spread your problem around. Tell everybody else about it. Hmm? Then you're going to be mad and want to fight and cuss and all that good stuff. You want to do all that, don't you? Mm-hmm. And that's your temptation. To be mad. Do you know that's a temptation too? Huh? He said, be angry and sin not. Okay? Don't get so all screwed up so to you, I can't stand them. I'll never speak to them a day in my life. I won't forgive them. No, not in this life. Another life to come either. Well, if you make it to the other life, you won't have to forgive them. Because you still have that unforgiveness, right? Because you ain't made it. Huh? You allow that temptation to fester. Hmm? All these things fester when God be warning us. Say, look out. Say, you're walking on dangerous ground. the calendar. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do the other. And you do what? Do it anyhow. Amen. You do it anyhow. But listen, the best thing, three, you do is to bring it to Jesus. Just take it all to Jesus. Just take everything to Jesus. And let me tell you, have confidence that he's going to take care of it. Even when you know that this thing, see, we have things in our minds that's bothering us, don't we? And they do what? They are bringing you into the avenue of temptation. These things that's in your mind that you don't solve and you don't settle these things, you will end up in a type of temptation. It may be one so bad you can't even get out. It may be something you may say. You may be tempted to say something. And you know, we do it a lot. Listen to yourself sometimes. Oh, you know, I know this going to hurt you, and I know you're going to be mad. And you do it anyhow, huh? But you yielded to temptation, didn't you? If you know this going to make them mad, then leave it alone. But now, with the exception, if this is a word that God keep telling you, say it, say it, say. Now, if you don't say it, you know some shame going to come on you. If you don't say what I say, say. Tell them the way to go. You see, we don't do that. All right? See, we make an excuse. We make excuses for doing what God say, but then when God do say something, it sounds like we are trying to criticize somebody. And then they will get upset, here we go, got to fight. Today, people want to fight over anything. If you bump into them by mistake because they too close to you or whatever, you came too close to them, they want to fight. You say good evening wrong, they want to fight. What is that? The devil is pushing you into temptation to fight. You want to get angry. You want to hurt somebody. All these things going on in the world is because people want to hurt somebody because they have been hurt. So the enemy takes that and run with it and wreak havoc in your lives. And you need to stop allowing him to wreak havoc in your lives. You can't do it by yourself, but listen, call on Jesus. He'll help you. You don't believe me today. He'll help you. Huh? You just got to call on him. I know it's going to be hard, and you may not stop it the first time. You hear what I'm saying? Because it's been there for a while, so you've got to really work hard to get out of it. You got to work hard to get out of it. You know, like, let me tell you another temptation. We used to talk about it. You work on a job, and because the job got a box full of rubber bands, a box full of clips, what you call them things, and all of that. Say, well, I'm just paper clips and stuff. I'm just going to take this. They got two, you know, them little things you mash the little holes in and stuff, whatever it is. You know, you want to take one because they got plenty. Say, they ain't going to miss it. That's temptation. That's temptation. Did you know that? I know you didn't know that. All right. It's like people say, you ain't supposed to take the stuff from the hotel room, like the soap and stuff. Well, what you think they put that soap in there for? For you, didn't it? Didn't they put it in there for you? You don't want to answer that one, Praise God. I don't believe that ain't stealing there, because all you're doing is just putting it in there. Now, if you go out there on them maids' wagons and take it off and don't tell them or ask them, that's stealing. Now, you just yield to temptation, didn't you? See, you stole something wasn't yours. But see, what I do, if I got, they got some lotion I like and smell good, and I'm a big girl and one bottle don't do good for me, that little tube they have. So I ask them, can I have some more? And they give me some more. So I ain't steal nothing. I learned the hard way. Don't take it. Mm-hmm. You know everybody used to do that when they work and they got all this stuff on the job. You know, you don't take some. They ain't going to miss it. Yes, they are. When it's gone, now they got to order some more. Huh? They miss it. Did you see? We got things all backward these days, you know. I'm just trying to help you straighten it out. Did you get the picture here today? We're just trying to help you straighten things out. Because this life journey got a lot of twists and turns in them. Huh? And according to the word of God, you got to know which one to take, which road to take. Huh? Because, listen, all we do is doing what our flesh telling us. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. What's enticing you today? I don't agree with this, you know, with there's exceptions to every rule there is, you know, and all of that. We do know that. But on a whole, a person that just ain't been saved long, ain't got nothing under their belt now, don't stay, ain't been in Bible class, don't even come to Bible class, don't come to Sunday school, but they going to go out there and cast some demon out. What demon is you going to cast out? Huh? Next thing, you're going to be doing the same thing they doing. Huh? You got all puffed up. The devil just puff you up. Tempted you to think that you have all the power because you got you one scripture and I just got saved and I feel good. Yes, you feel good. You know that God changes. You know that you're not like you used to be, but you ain't ready right now to go out there and do nothing. I know people say, well, you don't have to take all these years, but you still need to know what's in the book. Huh? How you going to go teach somebody you don't know what's in the book? When you find that answer, tell me about it, okay? Tell me how you going to do that, because I don't know. If you don't read the book, you don't know what's in the book, who you going to tell about the book? What you heard, you better find out if it was truth what you heard, because the devil can have you out there thinking you got it right and you got it all wrong, and you're going to do what caused many people to go to hell. See? So what we're doing today, we're just trying to take the stress out of all the things that life present to you. You know, the stressful situation, challenges that occur. You know, people don't intend to say mean things sometime, but to do, then there are those that do mean to say mean things, you see. So they ain't tempted no more. They done stopped being tempted. They're just doing something deliberately, do you see? And God is the one going to pay them. Now, you don't have to pay them, but God pay them. Don't you be tempted, well, honey, I just can't take it, and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You know, we do those things too. You know you did that before. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Every one of us done said that to somebody. One time in our life, or two, four, five, 10 times, I don't know what, how long, but you done it. You've done it. Excuse my language. Praise God. Amen. Huh? So I just want you to know that things that happen, they're part of this life's journey. Huh? Know that. Hmm? Just because you do have temptations don't mean the end of the world for you, unless you want to continue doing them and you ain't thinking about stopping them. Huh? Think about stopping them right now. Hmm? All right? Know this, that it's time to continue to pray and call on the Lord, because we all are faced with some type of temptation. You know, when a driver cross us in the, when we driving and all, and want to blow their horn at you and everything, what you do? Do you throw the thumb up or the finger up or whatever you throw up? Do you do that? Don't let temptation cause you to act ignorant just like they are. Don't let temptation cause you to do that, huh? Think about it. You need to call in and let me know. Do you do some of that stuff? Are you going to stop it today? Tell me, are you going to stop it? Now that you know, are you going to stop it? Because God have you here for a reason. It ain't for you to act like the other people act, huh? He made you as an individual, and you have your individual attitudes and hang-ups and hang-outs and everything and temptations. Everybody have their own individual things to endure. Everyone. Do you get the picture? They do. No, it may be not what you want to hear today, but this is part of it. I just want you to know that we're on this journey and things are going to happen. You didn't get mad. You see what I mean? You know something I noticed? I know you think I'm looking at everything, huh? But praise God. You know, I noticed this. If a person get evicted from their house and they had built the house from the ground up and they got to go because they lost the job or whatever the case may be because of whatever, and you know, what they do? They go in their house and they tear the house up. They attempted to tear the house up, tear the fixtures out, tear stuff out. Does that make sense? There ain't nothing but the devil got you going to tear the house up. You mad. And if anybody get this house, they got to fix it up themselves. Because damn, to grab the stuff I put in here. Well, now, when you got the house, you put it in there to make the house beautiful. Why you want to mess it up? Let somebody else buy it, okay, and enjoy it. Huh? But temptation says tear it up, you know, and we do these things, and vice versa. We do calls like that. We do everything like that, huh? Because we get angry, and we don't know how to do what? Control. Our anger. Make it useful. Yeah, make your anger useful. See, that's another message altogether, but I'm not going there. Hey, hallelujah. The day you going to call in, somebody's going to call us and let us know what you, how you feel about it today. You be tempted. I know you get tempted. And it ain't, listen, he didn't say it's wrong to get tempted. He said just don't yield to the temptation. Don't yield into it. Don't let it take over you and it become your regular day of life. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let someone here, praise God, Pastor Sharon, we ain't heard from in a couple of weeks, praise God, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, we thank God for the word from Apostle Porter today. I tell you, this word is right on time about temptation, because she bought different according to the scripture, 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13 says, they had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that he may be able to bear it. That are we able to bear it? Now, when the woman of God was talking about the different type of temptation, we realize, in other words, Solomon let us know there's nothing new under the sun, right? So from the foundation of the world, they have always been tempted, temptation there, choices. From the Garden of Eden, when they ate the eat of the fruit that they were told not to touch, not to take, and they took a part, temptation came forth. Why? Because they allowed their eyes to take them to a place they should never have. And it's the same thing we are dealing with even to today. A lot of times we say, because I'm in the flesh, but according to some of the scripture, yes, God is merciful and God is just. And when we read the word of God, that even though God gave man There's grace and mercy that comes forth for you. When you mess up, there's still like a penalty to pay. You still have to go through the process. But like I've been told that, you know what, when you mess up, and let's say you did things and while you weren't saved, and when you receive the Lord, even though you've asked for forgiveness, you still have to go through that process. Why? Because it would violate the law of God. But God is with you to help you to bear it even more. David is a great example. When David walked contrary to what the word says, God was sent for the prophet and let him know, you're the one walking in error at this time. There was time that he showed example where judgment came into his house because of he allowed certain things to happen. So if the word of God is there to let us know, we don't know what season we are in, that when God is speaking to you about to avoid this, don't go there, don't touch this, turn around, warning sign, and we don't heed, we don't pay attention. Why? Because sometimes we are so busy doing the Lord's work and not we say we're doing the Lord's work, right? But do we even ask God, is this the door I need to walk in? Because why? The door is open, but is it the trap and snare for you? What is the string dangling there? Because you know what? We don't pay attention. So he let us know that we need to ask him, is this of you? But it's a charge open the door. You still need to ask him, God, is this of you? Is this the season to go here? Is this the time to go here? Because the enemy don't care who he used. He does not care who he used. Whoever is available for them, he will use. And they said common temptation could be in food. I mean, I heard what the woman of God was saying. We all think about it's fornication, adultery. But you know what? What about food? What about shopping, okay? We are tempted to shop. We tempted to revenge, you know, like change the whole house. That's a temptation now. And we got to sometime what? Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Let it stay in the store. You know how sometimes they have some things out there. And you say, you know what? This will look nice. But you know what? You're here. This is not the time. This is not the season for you to do this. Why? Because temptation came. It looked beautiful in your eyes. And you know what? God will let you know, this is not the time. You don't need to put yourself in debt. But you know what? We listen to that temptation. There's so many things that God that He has done for us. And then in Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 10 says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." And then Proverbs 4, verse 14 says, "Enter not into the gate, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men." It says what? Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. And you know what? When the woman of God was saying, you know what God delivered you from? Pass the bar. Didn't you just say that? Pass the buffet, you know? Leave the dessert, okay? Don't touch it. Avoid it. Pass it, because you know the doctor tell you you need to change your diet. Pass it. Ignore it. That's a temptation now. That's a temptation. We don't even think about that. God say, you know what? I'm the God that healed thee, right? So you have to change your diet a little bit, but we don't put those things like, okay, God is telling me to change my diet. We think about the sexual sin. We think about the slap the other person. We think about those things, but what about your health? He said, I wish above all things that you're prosperous, that your soul prosper, right? He cares about the all part of you. So don't yield to temptation with that nice, beautiful cake. You know, we just came from the holidays, and we were all tempted to do a little bit more. And then if we go into the scale in the month of January, we'll say, oh, my God. Jesus, I yield to temptation. I went over my portion. So this what is common to man. It don't have to be what tempt you may not tempt me. What tempt the next man may not tempt the next person. We all know what it is that can touch us, that can tempt us. So some people are able to handle certain things better than the other person. So today, remember that what the Word of God let us know. He said, resist, right? Resist the devil, right? And he will flee from thee. Resist the devil, and he will flee from thee. Resist the temptation. Avoid it. Turn from it and don't walk according to that path. Now remember, God gave you the choice. He's not going to send the archangel to come and block your way. He gives you a mind. You make the choice. You're the one that have life and death in your tongue. You're the one that have a mind, that God mind that he has given you. So you got to make up in your mind today what you will and won't do. Now the woman of God was talking about suddenly. And you know what? Suddenly, because it came upon you suddenly, because you was not aware of everything. You weren't paying close attention, because there's so many examples that mighty men of God, that the seers, the prophets, and you ask God, but God, they see this and see that. What happened? And then I found out sometimes we just don't pay attention. We don't pay attention. Ask the Holy Spirit to let you be more keener to the trickery of the enemy. Because you know what? This time people throw stones, right? But then they hide their hand behind their back. And why I give that example is, in other words, if you weren't paying attention, you would not see that the stone was thrown. All you see is the hands behind the back. So ask God to do what? Let you be a little bit more keen, so you can avoid walking into temptation. Now, if you fall into temptation, know that he is a God. He's able to bring you through. Remember now, God, he forgives you, even though you may have to keep on praying until you feel that God has forgiven you. Remember, he's a merciful God. Remember, he too went through temptation, but you know what? He was without sin, and he letting us know that we can walk through it, and if we allow him to lead and direct us, if we allow him, not my will, O God, but thy will be done. Now, you know we always fighting against our will. We want to do it our way. We want to say it the way we want to say it. We want to have it our way, just like what? Burger King. But you know what? It's not our way today. But remember, it is God's way. Remember today, heal not to temptation. And remember, according to James, the first chapter, verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. And remember now, there's different type of temptation, right? There's some time God allowing you to go through the process to see what are you going to do. See, a lot of time you can say, I believe God, right? But when you're going through and you cannot see your way through, will you still say, I believe you, God? I trust in you, God. I know that you are able to bring me through. I know that you are my healer. Can you still say the same word? Can you remember that he is the God that heals? Can you remember he's the supplier of your need? Can you remember? Remember, when you're going through great storms in your life, you got to remember, you got to endure it, right? Endure it as a good soldier. Know that there's nothing that shall come upon you that you're not able to handle. Why? Because God knows you can handle it. You can say to yourself, I can handle it. Not on my own, God, but I can handle it with you by my side. As I continue to walk the path, as I continue to depend on you and trust in you, I know you are able to bring me through. But the woman of God was saying, I can identify with it. You know what? Temptation. You know what? I'm so sick and tired of that person's making little smart remark, but then they look, oh, they all smile. But when you say something back, I tell you, that's when it runs like a wildfire. But you know what? What about what you say? Come on now. I believe God, you know what? But then God will let you know you don't do what the other person do. He still judge you. What about you? You are the one that need to what? Be in what? Control. You cannot allow yourself to what? Lose control. Because he's working on who? He's working on you. So it's okay when the friendly fire comes your way. It's okay when temptation comes your way. Make sure you keep your eyes on him today and know that God is with you. Remember now, according to the word of Proverbs, what? Avoid it, right? Pass not by it. In other words, you like the woman of God was saying, you know you like men? Why are you going to their house by yourself? Carry a chaperone with you.
Come on, Pastor, come on.
And we use the disguise, I'm what? I'm witnessing. But you know what? The message was not, the person wasn't getting the message, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They were getting, hey, baby, you're looking good today. Come on now. They're not getting that. They're not getting Jesus love you. They're not getting you got to be saved. All they're looking at is your bicep. Oh, you smiling. Oh, you're so good looking. Oh, what color eyes you got. You know what? Then he said, what? Avoid it, pass by it. If you know that something else is happening to you and you felt something else going on and it's showing the Holy Ghost fire rolling up on you, leave it alone. Avoid it, pass by it. Don't even touch it because you know that something else is being manifest. Remember now, we are spiritual beings and that spirit recognizes. So until you deal with that weakness in you, allow God to deal with it with you, then he can build you up to be strong. Remember now, yield not to temptation. Remember today, we are accountable for whatever we do in this flesh. So you don't have to do what other people do. Just ask God to help you and teach you how to forgive, because we are to forgive one another. Because in 2018, we have to let go of those things that, you know, that can mess you up. You have to ask God, Lord, you told me to forgive. You told me to forgive. Teach me, God. And you have to say, I forgive you in the atmosphere and call their name. I forgive you. And you have to keep calling their name. I forgive you. And I release you right now in the name of Jesus, because we are disappointed when we put our confidence in certain things. But you know what? The word of God let us know to put our confidence in God. So remember today, he is your butler. He is your strength. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So when they do this and that to you, remember, God is your battle axe. He's working it out on your behalf. You don't have to respond to everything. Just say, God, you see all things today. Remember, he is the truth. He is truth. So let truth come forth in you. And then when the woman of God will say, man, God, she's in the house today because someone is going through this on their job. They were just talking about on the job there's so many love affair. People forget they're married. They start swapping and keeping conversation. Then the next thing you know, they get into things that they shouldn't get into. And even though they all got their own spouse, they swap in the husband cheating on another store, the wife cheating over here, and then they produce a mixed up child from the what they're doing. And then there's people that they don't look at their reputation. Ladies, you only got one reputation. Remember, news travel. Ladies, news travel. Pay attention. And men, your reputation ain't going to be nothing either. They're going to say, man, everything that walk with two legs, they touch it. So remember now, when you say you are of Christ and the greater man live on the inside of you, make sure, let your light shine that men can see that Jesus truly live in you. So remember, do not yield to temptation. Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God. It's hot in here now. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, this is what it's all about. Praise God. He said that his word would not go out and return to him void. Praise God. But, amen, we all are tempted, amen, and when we are drawn to our own lust, we have to be so mindful. I'm going to deal with two temptations, praise God, and they name quite a few of them because it's various one, am I right? But I want to, first, I want to talk about the tongue, praise God. James put it this way in chapter 3, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire it can. Oh, that tongue. Have you ever wondered why God just only give you one? He give you two ears, but he give you one tongue. And you hear people in the church say, if I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise him with every one. And when they're in the presence of the Lord and the anointing high, they sitting there like they award on the pickle. Come on, somebody. Won't even open up their mouths, praise God. And that mouth, they can get to talking by folk. And they can start something in the church, and it would take 8 fire departments to put it out. Oh, help me somebody. And the tongue is a fire. Listen at this. A world of iniquity, so is the tongue among all our members. That is defiled the whole body, not one, this summer, the whole body, and set on fire and course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Oh, praise God. But the tongue can no man tame. Watch this. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Praise the Lord. See, and this is a lot of temptation going on, and people running their mouth. A lot of folk, praise God, is in the graveyard today because of their tongue running their mouth, talking about folk. Praise God. So that the Bible say that the tongue, praise God, is unruly and evil and full of deadly poison, and can no man tame it. Now, James put it this way in verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and curses.
Amen.
Huh? Come on now. But my brother, these things ought not to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same time, place, sweet water and bitter?
Amen.
Come on. Huh? Can't be both now. And this is where the temptation, praise God, this is why it's so vital that we have the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Oh, it will keep you in line. It will guide you. It will tell you what to say. It will even put a bridle on your mouth. They're like they put bridles on a horse. Praise God. To turn that horse to the left or to the right when he wants them to slow up or stop. Amen. You put that brow, pray God, that Holy Spirit, amen, will brow that temptation to keep you from speaking things that you shouldn't speak.
Amen.
Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. God is a good God. And the other one that I want to share with you today is money. Oh, temptation of money. 1 Timothy verse 6 put it this way in verse number 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snares, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draws drowned men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, there ain't no harm to have it now, come on, but money shouldn't control you, praise God, is the root of all evil. I want somebody to hear that, of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covers after, they have arrogance from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Praise God. But watch what Paul said to Timothy. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Praise the God, Lord, what we should follow after, man, when the temptation comes. But now watch what James say in full. In verse 7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will do what? Flee from you. We good in saying the devil is a lie. Say to him, I rebuke you. How you going to rebuke you? Come on, somebody, rebuking yourself. Praise God. The temptation will come upon you. Come on, somebody. But now, if you hadn't submitted yourself up under the mighty hands of God, the devil ain't going nowhere. Come on, somebody. But when you are under the blood, praise God, you'll be able to resist any temptation that come your way. Praise the Lord. Now, over in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, praise God, it's for you that for the love of money, I said that was root of all evil. And Deuteronomy 8 and 18 say, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Notice how God's word is always present tense. He is God yesterday, he's God today, and forevermore. This is why the Bible says he's God and he changed not. Oh, I thank God that he have, amen, this whole world in the hollow of his hand. And he said, who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. And I thank God, amen, that he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Ain't you glad about it today that we have a God that we can go to and say, Lord, keep me, keep my mouth, keep me from speaking guile and evil against people. Come on, somebody. Stabbing folks in the back. Do all manner of evil against them. Come on, somebody. Working witchcraft and doing all these evil things. That's temptation. Come on, somebody. But God is a God that will deliver you. I see why Paul, amen, on his travel, he said to the Ephesus church when he was there, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise the Lord. There they in service there and nobody talking about Jesus. But oh, praise God, when Jesus was introduced, they say, we want this. Praise God. It's something about that name. Now, we all have our trials. We all have our tempted moments. Am I right? But oh, praise God, you can be an overcomer. Oh, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, through righteousness. Yes. He is. We are the righteousness of God. If you believe that today, all you got to do is say, Lord, I believe. Oh, that's all he asked us to do today. Why? Because he is God. And it said, besides him, there is no other. Oh, he's been good to us. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for the word today. Ain't he good? And he's good all the time. Praise God. Now, Paul encouraged the Corinthians about the temptation. See? And amen, they had a problem in that day. The morals, praise God, going on. We have so much morals going on in our society today. Oh, if you name it, they doing it. Praise God. If it feel good, you know, they do it. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. And they want to bring it into the church. Amen. And God said, not so. Then not he say, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. He said, then I'll be your God and we'll be his sons and daughters. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, but they want to bring it in and want you to accept it. Not so. Come on, somebody. God is a God that can do great things. Oh, we love the Lord today. What about you today? So Paul was encouraging the Corinthians about temptation. And he said, number one, temptation happened to everyone, us. Do you believe that? So don't feel you've been singled out. Uh-huh. No. We're not talking about you, praise God. But if the word, praise God, find you, amen, do something about it. Say, Lord, I thank you. Forgive me. And come out. Amen. All you got to do is stop. S-T-O-P. Come on now and say, Lord, keep me up under the blood. See, God know your every weakness. He know where your strength lies. He made you. He called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. And you got to stay up under the blood. Praise God. Say, Lord, keep me up under the blood. Praise God. Now, that temptation always will come at you at your weakest moment, when your mind gets to wondering, praise God. And this is why we have to keep our minds, praise God, stayed on the Lord. He said, I keep thee in peace, whose minds stayed on me. Praise the Lord. Number two, others have resisted temptation, and so can you. Oh, come on now. Oh, he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He have no respected person. But you got to want, praise God, to humble yourself up under the mighty hands of God, where he can exalt you in due time. Praise God. He will do it for you. Praise God. He's doing it for somebody right now. I feel it in my spirit. Oh, just give God some thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for loving me so much. You know, you may be feeling right now that you is left out. You're all by yourself. But, oh, thank God that Jesus is always right there. And all you got to do, praise God, is humble yourself and say, Lord, here I am. It's me, Lord, that stand in the need of prayer. You can call in today. Praise God, we are yet right here. Praise God, we have a few more minutes. Praise God, if you want to want us to pray for you, we are right here to pray. Praise God, this is what it's all about. The Bible says, well, there's two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth. He said that he would do it for you, praise God. You know, we have anyone, wherever you may be. You know, it's no distant in prayer. Oh, it's not how long, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Oh, Lord, have mercy is a prayer. Praise the Lord. And the number, praise God, here is 347-857-3925. I'm going to repeat that. 347-857-3925. And press the 1. Praise God. And you will get us. All you have to do is call in and say, and you can ask the question. Praise God. This is what we are here for. Praise God. You may have been wondering about something, amen, done come up in your life or in your family or wherever. Praise God. Even in the church. Come on now. You know problems come up in the church, you know, because so many times we're looking for a perfect church. But there ain't no such thing as no perfect church. Come on now. Oh, yes. Oh, I got you now, Bishop. No, you're not. Jesus said, did not I choose 12? And one of you was a devil. So now if he was God Almighty and he didn't have a perfect church, what about you and what about me? Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, so his temptation hit all these churches and hit all of us. Amen. But it's how you handle it. Praise God. Because you got to remember, Jesus is always on board. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of the world. Praise God. And he's doing great things. He's moving even as I speak. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you got to recognize those people and situations that give you trouble. That's a good one. See, that's a temptation there. You know, the enemy will show you all that. Look at that one. They say, look what they doing. They cussing. They drinking. They smoking. They fornicating. They doing this. They doing that. Come on, somebody. Next thing you know, if you don't withdraw yourself from around them, you'll be doing the same thing. Am I right? Come on, somebody. It's easy to be drawn in, amen, to temptation. Amen. You have to be mindful of the company you keep. Praise God. You have to get from around them. Amen. This is what, amen, you have to flee. Amen. Youthful lust. Praise God. Flee. Amen. Do like Joseph did. Amen. He had to flee. Praise God. Also you for lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Oh, if you call him today, he will deliver. He done great things for somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Is somebody on? You're on now. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Bishop. How you doing?
I'm fine.
This is Benjamin.
Go ahead.
Virgin Islands. Bishop, I called in because I was listening very intensely, and I wanted to ask you to pray with me because when the conversation came up, I've been struggling with this for quite some time. And I realize that it comes from, like you just said, I just realized where it started to come from. A lot of it has to do with the people, places, and things that you associate yourself with.
Right.
And when I started looking at changing that, that has become a bit of a struggle for some of it. So I said, you know, maybe I ought to get somebody to pray with me about that.
Right.
Something you just can't do alone.
All right. So you have to God have showed you what's going on. And what you have to do is separate yourself. You know, it may be family members. I'm not asking you who it is. God already know. But I thank God that you was obedient and you called in. And this is, you took an act of faith. And now we're going to touch and agree and believe you. Now you have to change your surroundings. Like I said, it may be your family. It may be whatever. But you got to separate yourself until you can get stronger more in that area. That area. Now, go on a good fast. You can fast and pray, you know, in that situation, and let God strengthen you in that area, okay? I'm going to give you a scripture that I would like for you to be read and stick with you while you are doing your fast, okay? Do you have a pencil and paper?
Okay,
you ready? Let me know when you're ready.
You
ready?
Go ahead, Pastor. Bishop.
All right. Thank Mark. You got it? Thank Mark,
yeah.
Chapter 11. Start at verse 22. 23. And 24. I want you to continue to read them verses while you're fasting. Now, you can read 25 and 26. Now, if you don't do 25 and 26, it would not work for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's pray.
So, 22, 26.
Father God, what's your name?
Bert, Benjamin.
Okay, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now. And we thank you, oh God, for Mr. Benjamin, oh God, and for, oh God, his obedience. And, Father, we ask you now to manifest yourself to him, O God, in the earth realm. Lord, you declared if we draw not to thee, you will draw not to us. And, Lord, for this we tell you thank you. Lord, we thank you for victory in his life, in every area of his life. Lord, we thank you now, O God, for stripping him where he's weak. Build him up where he's worn. Prop him up on every leaning side. And I thank you now. I speak victory into his life from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And, Lord, thank you for giving him a can-see manifestation of what you can do in the earth realm. So shall it is and so shall it be. And we claim it done by faith of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Oh, thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank each and every person that listened today. Now, today I want you to save this day, January 20th, 2018. That's just in a couple more weeks. And I tell you, the glory carriers will be carrying the glory. So that's January 20th, 2018 at 10 a.m. Now, the place is the Holiday Inn Express. That address is 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. That's at the Holiday Inn Express, 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. Every Friday night, online hosted by the City of Victory, you can call in. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Now, if the woman of God has blessed you in any way, you just want to send a donation and bless the woman of God or sow into the radio ministry, you can go to our website and hit that donate button. And that site is Logian International Ministries. That's L-O-G-I-A-N lognternationalministries.com. Again, that's LOGION International Ministries, and hit that donate button. Just remember that no donation is too small or too great. So till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls prayer line.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.